The woman staring back at me from the rearview mirror looks like she has her life together. That's the point. Her hair is smoothed into a respectable bun. Her blouse is wrinkle-free, a miracle after 7 hours in this rental car. And her smile says, "I am a competent professional who has never accidentally emailed a potato meme to the CEO of a Fortune 500 company." I practice the smile again. Less teeth this time. "Hello, I am Maddie Lowry, your new PR intern." I extend my hand to the rearview mirror. Mirror me looks like she's trying not to sneeze. I drop the hand. "I'm 26, have a degree in communications, and am not starting over because I catastrophically torpedoed my last job. I'm extremely organized and definitely not a walking HR violation." I've been sitting in this parking lot for 15 minutes. 10 minutes longer than socially acceptable, and 2 minutes short of when someone might call security. The Palmetto Cove Resort rises before me like something out of a travel magazine that normal people only flip through at dentist offices. All gleaming white columns, swaying palm trees, and the kind of landscaping that probably requires its own zip code. Somewhere inside that pristine building is my last chance at a PR career. I flip open the spiral notebook balanced on my steering wheel. The cover reads, "Rules for not getting fired again," in sparkly gel pen. Rule number 1, underlined 3 times. No jokes about clients, ever, even if they have a potato-shaped head. I snap the notebook shut and toss it into my oversized bag, which contains approximately 6 pens, emergency snacks, 3 types of breath mints, and a small stuffed octopus named Barnaby that I'm definitely not bringing into the resort. Professional adults don't carry emotional support cephalopods. Probably. "Okay, Maddie," I whisper. "This is your redemption arc. Your professional glow-up. Your..." My phone pings with a text from Mom. "How's my little comeback queen? Knock 'em dead. But not literally, because prison jumpsuits would clash with your complexion." I smile despite myself. Mom has been my one-woman cheerleading squad since the email incident 3 months ago. She's the only person who didn't treat me like I'd contracted a terminal case of career suicide. I shoot back a quick, "Just heading in now, we'll call tonight," before tucking my phone away. No social media until I'm established here. That was rule number 7. Right after, no dancing at company events. And before, keep all memes on personal devices only. With one last glance at Mirror Me, who still looks like she's bracing for impact, I grab my bag, step out of the car, and head toward the entrance of Palmetto Cove Resort. "You've got this," I whisper. "New job, new Maddie. No disasters." The universe, as it turns out, is an excellent listener with a terrible sense of humor.